Pick'em pop, big gun Brian Petrie, giving out the lot. One is mortal, you know it won't miss. Gonna take a shot. Dog lock, that's the underdog. Yeah, they in the hunt. Send them homeless, KO or submission. Yeah, somebody done. Slime ball, yeah, that's the parlay. We gon' make it known. Pick'em pop from MMA tapes. Yeah, let's get it gone.
Yeah. 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 I still have not found another I don't get paid for this. Have a harder song go than me. Big Griff goes hard, baby. What's up with the what's up? I usually do the non-pay-per-views as a pre-recorded thing. Life gets busy. I told the wife, I could record it when I get home from work. I can edit it and put it out because I do like editing. I'm working on the editing stuff. But I'm like, why not go live? I don't have the two good-looking boys with me. I don't have Christian, even though he is in the comments. He says, you there, pussy? Classic John Jones to Daniel Cormier. Rube Baker's in here. What's up, boys? It's just your boy tonight, Rube. I'm going solo dolo on this one. Decent little card. I like the spots. I know people are shitting all over the UFC cards lately. One FC's better, Bellator's better, they're not. But I do understand that the UFC's a little light in the next coming weeks, the main event. They just announced another Holly Holm main event. I mean, there's nothing against Holly Holm. She's just not an exciting. Screen has froze, my guy. Oof. Oof. That is not good. This is a new software I'm using. Then they said the screen froze already in. That's not good. That is not good. Frozen vid. Oh, boy. I'm going to go ahead and hop on here. Yep. Okay. Frozen vid. It's stuck on the smile. At least the graphics are coming up. All right. Can you hear me at all? Can anybody hear me? All right. That's good. Frozen vid already. New software, frozen vid. oh my God. Sound perfect. Great. Wouldn't be an MMA without. Let me tell you something. You know, a little peek behind the curtain since you guys can hear me. Yeah. Froze up. I know. I'm sorry. If you can hear me, great. I'm putting the comments up right now. Was gonna say, but yeah, I can hear you fine. Great. So this is just gonna be an audio with a stupid smile on me. A little behind the curtain. I've been working behind the scenes trying to get a streaming platform to sponsor the show. And I know I'm not big enough to make any kind of money off it, but I was like, hey, let me partner with a streaming platform. Let me partner with a streaming platform, maybe get some free, you know, free monthlies, you know, because they're all kind of expensive. They're around $50. Free monthlies, maybe promote it, maybe drop the name a couple times, you know. We're doing okay on the followers and stuff. Obviously, you know, whatever. I flexed, you know, when I sent them the email, I flexed the old, you know, Anik and Florian podcast gun, even though that I could never mention whatever. So anyway, I made a deal with a company that I'm doing this live on right now. And we talked and we communicated, and they're a smaller company. They're not like StreamYard, but this is disaster if you can't even see the boy. I mean, I'm frozen. Never even heard of such a thing. Again, I'm popping on. Yep, still fucking frozen there. I mean, the only option would be to log out, do something different so I can get my boys. I mean, this is just crazy. All right, that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to fucking do. I'll be with you in a sec. Different link. Another fucking disaster, of course. Frozen like Elsa. God damn it. All right, here we go. I gotta switch. That is unfortunate. So unfortunate. So you, the beautiful people of the audio world. This is the perks of the audio side of things, right? I'm not editing any of this out, right? And God, I gotta type this whole fucking thing out again. So anyway, I partnered with a company. Again, I was getting like free membership, promoted a little bit. Listen, you're not paying me money, right? I mean, there was going to be a deal if I like shared links and blah, 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 blah. But I can't sell that to anybody that listens. That is crazy. We had 28 people in there. 28 motherfuckers in the live. And it crashes. Let's get, you know what? I'm gonna hit part two so people know where to go. Try this thing. I wish I could here you go. Upload thumbnail. Wish I could fucking this dead air. Wish I could create a new thumbnail so people don't have to click on the same thing. Here we go. What time is it? 8:10. We'll go live at 8:10 p.m. There we go. Create broadcast. Son of a freaking gun. Camlink 4K. Blah, 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 blah. Main stereo. Test. We're testing. Got to make sure all that's good. All right. Pick'ems, banners, brand. Get this out of here. All right. No background. We'll hide that. We'll add another background. Don't you guys love this on the audio side? You're probably like, dude, edit this out. We don't give a shit. But your boy had a, I have to. It doesn't really matter for the background, right? Yeah, it's just going to be me. Doesn't matter. Boom. Doesn't matter. Hide. Okay. Son of a bitch. All right. Well, what are you going to do? Cost will be the boss, right? Is that what they say? Cost will be the boss. I don't know what that means because I can't get shit to work. But 3 more minutes. You know what? We'll go live now. Fuck that 3 minutes. Well, I don't know how many of you are coming back over from the previous live that I'll have to find out delete. But your boy with the tech, I promise you, I'm pretty good with this stuff. On the audio side, I kept it rolling. So if you listen to the podcast, you'll hear me explaining the deal I worked out. And well, basically, it's not really a deal. I didn't sign a contract, whatever. That's kaput. That's toast. Because if it don't work, you know what I mean? What are we doing here if it doesn't work? So hopefully people came back over. Probably not. Son of a bitch. I need to, I want to get into picks. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I need to, hold on. You know what? All right, we got 4 people in here. We back, baby. Trindaddy's here. That's good. What I need to do, I apologize for the dead air. Just the dead fucking air. Danny DeVito dead air. But I need to, get rid of that live. Okay, live. All right, well, is it the same link? Yeah, here we go. Delete that video. Delete from YouTube. Never existed, never happened. We're back. Let me share the fucking link. Look at this. This is, Christian just texted me, I was frozen. Let me share the new link. This is a fucking disaster. This is dead air. All the back in here. My boys are showing back up. Mike Sloman, A, 96 RS. He's here every week. I appreciate it. Link to, we got some picks. God damn it, dude. I swear to God, I spent all week going prepping that, because the new software, you can customize things a little bit. You know what? Fuck it, right? We got picks. It don't matter. We'll keep it real simple. The graphics side of things, I want to add a little panache to it. Whatever. Go fuck yourself, huh? Go fuck yourself. What do you think about that? But this card, again, like I was saying, we got some spots. People shitting on the UFC, we got some spots. First fight of the night, Jessica Rose Clark, -120 versus this girl's name is going to be tough here. Tanara Lisboa. I think I fucking nailed that, Christian, if you're in the chat. Tell me if I did. Get it going, 100 King. Disaster or tradition? I'm here for that's true. It is a tradition now that we have all this shit. I swear to God, there are people who are probably like, dude, this dude's fucking dumb. this dude doesn't need, you know what I mean? He's just a constant disaster. Anyway, first fight of the night, Jessica Rose Clark versus Tanara Lisboa. Lisboa, listen, she ain't fought nobody. Ain't nobody. Norma Dumont choked her out. Her records are 0-0, 0-1 victories. I looked up Tate, what I could find. She's not great. Now, Jessica Rose Clark cannot defend an armbar. Last two fights, armbar. You're going against Storylenko, and the one thing that she has is an armbar. And you go, I'm going to just go ahead and jump into her guard and armbar. Jessica Rose Clark is still trying to find out what she wants to be. She was a high volume fighter, then tapered off the volume and tried to win more wrestling and, you know, went to AKA and learned some wrestling. Then she became a wrestler. Now she's taking people down, getting her fucking arm taken. You know, she needs to go back to scrapping. She's good on the feet, not great. She's tough. She's durable. She does have a knockout finish. Sarah Alpar was probably her best performance, in my opinion. She needs to get back to that. And I think she can with this girl, minus 120. You know, I know chicks. Everyone in this chat knows I know chicks. I don't know this one, right? Even though Jessica Rose Clark is very nice. I don't know this one. I'm going to go Clark, minus 120. I usually like starting the card off with a underdog play or something like that, especially with a female. Take the underdog. You don't know much about him. But Jessica Rose Clark's been around a while. If she fights smart, scrappy, doesn't put herself in fucking arm bars, right? I think we're going to be okay. So give me Jessica Rose Clark, minus 120, something that I'm not running to play, right? There's other spots on the card, but you know, it's always the first fight of the night. You always want to put, you know, like maybe $25 in or something. Like if you got a prop that you like, you know, slide in there a little bit, just kind of get the juices flowing at the start of the fight. So I can't promise you I won't bet it, but you know, I don't know, but I do know chicks. So next up, we got Gabe Green, minus 140 versus Brian Battle, plus 120. I did get these lines on Tuesday. So these lines might be a little shifty, boys. Please correct me in the chat if I am shifty. Ethan McHugh's here. He came back over. He was on the disaster. She fought Valentina Kickboxing United Games performance, but has fought Muay Thai. Yeah, she's primary. That's Lisboa. She's primary stand-up girl. But Rose Clark, again, if you take someone down, work elbows tight. Work on the armbar defense, okay? Two armbars back to back. Yeesh. I think if she drops this one, she's probably done the UFC, back against the wall. Need to get a dub. Next up, Gabe Green, Brian Battle, minus 140 for Gabe Green. Brian Battle, plus 120. Brian Battle got exposed last fight, right? Against the Russian, who I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name, but he got exposed. Manhandled. Before that, he was like kind of this, kind of young green guy, but was tough and had some good wrestling. And, you know, he had that knockout over Sato, which was pretty impressive. And there were some things like that were going for him. And then he just got embarrassed in that fight. Gabe Green hasn't had an easy road in the UFC. He's fought some really tough dudes. He's tough himself. I mean, good luck trying to get this fucking guy out of there. He's got a fucking stone head. You know, he debuted against D-Rod, unanimous decision loss. He landed 127 strikes in an absolute fucking war. Then my phone's going off, of course. And then we got Gabe Green versus Phil Rowe. 70 strikes, unanimous decision win over Phil Rowe. He lost the D-Rod fight, but that was his debut on short notice. He looked good. Knocked out Johan Lennes, who has no gas tank, and then dropped a decision to Ian Garry, where he just got outstruck. But this guy's tough, man. You can't rattle this dude. Can't rattle him. And Brian Battle, I think, is one of those guys. He's like awkward to fight. He's got a pretty good chin. He can take it. Gabe Green does have some power, but I don't think it's like worldly power. I think it's just medium power. I think Brian Battle's going to be the bigger guy in there. I think he can take a shot. So I teased on Twitter what the Green Hammer was. Last week, I got thunderstruck by Charles Jourdain, right? And people just screaming like, well, Crone Gracie, you saw Crone, butt scooting, new boot scooting. You know what I mean? What the fuck we doing? This struck me as a Green Hammer. It came down like Thor's hammer himself. Ooh, Green Hammer play, baby. Again, on one of these days, I'm going to fucking smash this. Gabe Green versus Brian Battle over 2.5. How does that not cash? And it's a good number. Minus 175. Remember, we're not looking for super plus plays. We're looking for value plays. This goes over 9 out of 10 times. Over 2.5, minus 175. That's not a big number. You should be paying in the minus 400 numbers for it. I am going over 2.5. My pick, The chat's going to disagree with me because a lot of people do like Gabe Green. I'm going Brian Battle, right? He's battle tested. See what I did there? He's not really, he's pretty moral candidate from Gabe Green, from my guy, that boy, that play Beasy. Jessica Clark is minus 105. So Jessica Clark has moved a little bit. I did see some talk on Twitter, some guys going, tell me about Lisboa. And I guess people are taking that bite. Minus 105, little puppy dog. But you can take that right there. Give me all Gabe Green here. Rube Baker likes Gabe Green, a sharp guy himself. I went to high school with Green. Was he dope? Did he get chicks? Gabe Green Hammer. How was he in high school? Yeah, only you can make Texas entertaining. Thank you, Patrick Lemons. He was a football player. There you go. Oh, shit, PG just live. Let go. Let's go, Aaron MMA picks. Not a star athlete or anything in high school. Pooh Bear for the decision win. But did he get chicks? Yeah, over 2.5 is the Green Hammer play of the week. We won last week. Green Hammer's looking pretty good. That's a multi-unit prop play. Don't care about the number, but one minus 175 is juicy. But I am picking Brian Battle. I know, where is he at? Eric Campos went to, I appreciate you being here, Campos. You're riding with your high school guy. I'm going against him. I think it's going to be a greasy decision win. Gabe Green, I think, has all the tools to win. I think he's a better striker. I just think it's the grindiness of Battle to get some weird decision here. So you could also play Brian Battle win by decision. I don't see either of these guys finishing each other. Both tough as nails. All right, next up, we got Junyoung Kim. She is minus 240 versus Mandy Bohm, plus 200. You know, Kim's got a dog shit record, right? Her record is not that great, but she's pretty good, right? I mean, all considering she fights top level competition, and she just can't get the wins, but she's in there with some dogs. Now, Mandy Bohm, I think, is just not that great, right? Junyoung Kim has lost 4 in a row, right? Look at the Jocelyn Edwards fight. Split decision loss over Jocelyn Edwards. She got outstruck 101 to 78. She landed some harder strikes. She outstruck Priscilla Cachoeira and somehow lost 170-102. Barely got outstruck by Molly McCann, meatball, and then lost to Alexa Grasso, but didn't get finished. So her last win comes in 2019 in Nadia Kassim by KO. You know, she's got to be working. You know, she's got a loss over Antonio Shevchenko, which is just an ugly loss because Antonio is just not good. You look at Mandy Bohm, who I just, again, just do not think she's like UFC quality. You know, they're just kind of keeping some of the chicks around if need be. But I like Junyoung Kim here. The number is high. It's a little pricey for your boy. I'm not willing to pay that. Even when a guy like me who knows chicks, I get it. Bohm is 0-2 in the UFC. She lost to Lipsy. She lost to Leonardo. Not really high-quality opponents. But I can't get out of bed paying 240 for Junyoung Kim, who's lost 4 in a row. Even if she's a better fighter, you always bet talent. ABT, always bet talent. But, man, Junyoung Kim, I can't pull the trigger. But I will go minus 240. She's definitely not going to be any parlays. We froze again. What is happening? Well, at least we came back on this one. All right, here we go. We got some people on my side. Jacob Lout, Brian Battle for the win, 100%. Let go. Lowest of levels MMA, women's MMA fights. Not great. Anthony Horn, where the boys at? Yeah, the boys are, Timbo's probably being a father, being a great human. Christian's in the chat. Almost invited him, but, you know, that guy's a busy dude, right? He's probably combing his hair or something, you know, playing softball, hitting homers, dangers. Kim hasn't won 3 fights. Yeah, she hasn't won, but Mandy Bohm hasn't won the UFC at all. Don't ever blame the tech issues on me ever again. That's true. Although I will say this, years ago, I set Christian up with a Scarlett, the plug, a nice microphone in, so he sounds good in the podcast. That was about 2-3 years ago, whatever it was. He just found out 2 weeks ago where the volume button was. He was using the monitor button for the volume button. I kept getting complaints like, dude, Christian does not sound good. You sound so loud. We can't hear Christian. On the audio side, he didn't know where the volume button was. Okay. Tech issues, I will take, but I know where the fucking volume button's at. Timbo is out there killing more people. We got to keep that, you know. I don't know where he's at, but you got to keep more. He's out there. All right. Next up, we got Natan Levy, minus 275 versus Pete Rodriguez, plus 230. This got rebooked. Who pulled out? Anybody remember pulled out? Was it Levy or was it Pete? This fight's interesting. I took a hard look at this being a Green Hammer because Natan Levy's a little wild, likes to strike, but he also likes to take down. He takes down a lot of fucking people, right? For not being a traditional wrestler, He lands a ton of takedown. Pete pulled out of the fight. Thank you, Mike Sloman. And Pete, right, debuts. Yeah, I mean, he debuts against an absolute fucking killer. What are you going to do? Drop that one. But then you get a knockout over Mike Jackson. Not Michael Jackson, right? Mike Jackson, the guy who beat CM Punk barely. And not, did he not really? Because he got popped for weed or whatever? The dude who's getting embarrassed all over the gym with him and Jake Shields and that little beef, whatever. That made the bomb of a fighter, right? Pete knocked him out, right? The UFC was like, hey, Pete, thanks for taking that killer on short notice. Here's a softball. Get this guy out of the UFC. And Pete's never been out of the first round. He just knocks everyone out the first round. So this is a real close look at within the distance, ending the first round, because Pete could knock out Levy. Levy has been chinned before, hasn't been knocked out, but he gets rattled a little bit, right? He gets, you know, pothole stepping sometimes in those fights. Then he relies on the takedowns. But the takedowns are actually pretty impressive on Natan Levy for, again, not a guy coming from a wrestling background. He's more of a karate guy. Trains with my guy Chris Curtis, who and Chris raised about this guy. But his last fight against Gennaro Valdez, I know Gennaro Valdez isn't this world-class guy, but he landed 6 takedowns, got hurt in that fight. Then he fought Mike Breeden. Mike Breeden landed 104 strikes, but Natan Levy landed 9 takedowns. So he got the dub there. Landed 3 over Hoffy Garcia. Hoffy got 7 on him. And then landed 2 over Shane Santana in the contender series. So this guy's mixing his karate style up. By the way, I hate his fucking mohawk. You got to get rid of that, man, or grow it out or something. It doesn't look good. Either way, I think the line is a little wide. I do think Pete isn't the best guy. I don't think he's the most well-rounded guy. I think he's a bruiser. I think he reminds me of like a modern day, current day, I should say, Leonard Garcia. Like, he's going to have some fun scraps. He's going to go down and the other people are going to go down, but I don't think he's high class. Not saying Natan Levy is. Minus 275 isn't something I'm running to go purchase. Running to the window, running to bet my phone right now. But it is something to look at. I like Natan Levy. I like the under. I think the under set 1.5. I like the under, but I'm cautious because if Natan wrestles Pete, you know, we don't know what Pete's cardio is. Give me Levy, though. Not overly confident. Minus 175. I don't see how it can go to the judges. I'm glad I stayed away from the Green Hammer because this was going to be a play. This could be like a mini Green Hammer. It doesn't go to the judges because I think Pete, after that first round, I think he's going to be all that gas. You know what I mean?
He ain't got no gas in him.
He ain't got no gas in him, right? The guy just knocks you out first round and does his thing, right? So I think I like Levy in that spot. I don't love him, though. Aaron, my pick just made a fat parlay for my fun ladder bet. Wish I had Green Hammer for that leg. Green, a lot of people love Get Green. Levy's pretty good at throwing combo into a takedown. Absolutely. He mixes it really well. Hard to hold. He doesn't hold guys down very well. That's obviously something that's going to come with better grappling, better positioning, better wrestling. But he is improving in that. Pete in one fight parlay on DK is plus 50. Woo! Plus 450. That got me. Natan is a decision machine. That's exactly right. You look at Pete Rodriguez, the guy's knocking everyone out in the first round. Then you look at Natan Levy, and he's going decision. He ain't knocking anybody out. Can't even finish a bag of chips. So that's what broke my brain. I'm like, you got one guy who's never been to a decision. You got another guy who lives for decisions. So the over 1.5 might be a play here. This fight broke my brain. That's why I avoided it. But I might just play it just because, you know what? Fuck it. Let's, you know. Under is currently at 155. Yeah, under currently 1.5 at minus 135. Maybe sprinkle the over a little bit there. I don't know. Maybe Tom Levy will come out and get a finish here. Levy fights smart. He does fight smart. Ain't got no gas in it, my guy Christian. Levy Hunter, but Pete is fun. Pete is fun. He's going to have some really good fights. He's going to have some fun fights in the UFC. I just don't know if he's ever going to get to the ceiling. All right, next up, Carlos Olberg versus Ihor Poteria. Minus 320 for Carlos Olberg. Poteria is plus 275. Let me get this out of the way, okay? Let me get this out of the way. Fuck Ihor Poteria. And he knows why. That little dude, and then the dance after knocking Shogun out, right? Shogun got wheeled out of bed. No knees, no cardio, finishing his last fight on his contract. It's going to hang him up as a legend, and you knock him out as your, I believe it was his first UFC win. Am I incorrect about that? I know Nicholas Nurmagomedov, which I fucking nailed. I know he absolutely destroyed his face. Okay, so he's got a win over Lucas Zdolski back here. So all, you know, when Nurmagomedov already got him. Anyway, I can't pronounce the name. Anyway, chill out, bro. right? What are you doing, right? I know it's a big win, it's a big name, but you don't disrespect Shogun. So you look at Carlos Ulbrich, and this dude has a lot of talent. His first life in sports was rugby. Now he's an MMA. He rushed it. I think, you know, he shouldn't have probably got a contender series contract. Rushed him against Kennedy. He threw, landed 146 strikes, threw 200, gassed out, got finished. Kennedy showed him, hey, you know what I mean? You know, don't fuck around in here. He's really paced himself since then. His striking's very good. His cardio is very good now. Basically because he's pacing himself, I should say. His wrestling, his anti-wrestling, he's landing some takedowns, right? But, you know, his anti-wrestling is getting pretty good. He's an athletic, big guy. Poterio likes to stand up, likes to bang out, but no defense whatsoever. Shogun cracked him a few times, right? Nikolai dropped him, knocked him out. Nikolai doesn't knock really anybody out. He goes to war. You know, he plays fun punch face. That's his favorite game. So I like Ulbrich here. That's a slime parlay. He's a huge favorite at minus 320. This is also my send him home. I like Ulbrich by knockout. If someone in the chat wants to chase that number, because if I feel like if I move anything, I'm going to freeze up again looking at different windows or whatever. But I like Ulbrich by knockout. He's a slime ball candidate as well. Poteria will always be on my bad side because fuck him. What he did to the legend Shogun. And listen, Carlos Ulbrich, he's getting better, obviously. But when you got the coaches, you got the training partners, even if you're kind of an average fighter and you're never going to be an Izzy, you're never going to be one of these guys, you're going to get so much better by training with these guys. And Poteri, I think, is a bum. I don't think he's that good. I think his record, 19-3, his record outside the UFC is a bunch of frauds, right? Give me Carlos Ulbrich. Give me him by knockout. Let's see what the chat says. Beside Riddle and Shane Young. Shane Young's rough. Shane Young's been there for a while. We love you, Big Gun. Thank you, Paulo BT. V. Aaron Poubert almost makes no sense. 190 for Ulbrich KO. That is high. That is Parker 02. Thank you. Rue Baker and Parker 02 came in the clutch with minus 190 for Ulbrich KO. Ooh, Aaron MMA Picks had it earlier. Excuse me. Sorry, Aaron. KO prop. That's whew. That is high. Even though I want to see, maybe I'm trying to manifest this, right? I want to see Poteri get knocked out and shit his pants in the cage. That would be awesome. But man, minus 190, steep. You know, still going to be my send him home because I got it written fucking down. But what are you going to do? All right, next up, Cody Stamann, minus 130 versus Douglas Silva de Andrade, plus 110. Douglas Silva de Andrade has got like 10 names, right? Here we go. Victor J. DeJesus. I finally made a live lugger. Hey, I love you, Victor. I love you, brother. Money line is now minus 420. Thank you for correcting my line. Again, I got these lines 2 days ago, and it's gone up a point, 420. I had it at 320, so whoop. Cody Stamann versus Douglas Silva de Andrade. This is kind of a mini lightning bolt, right? Thor didn't actually, thunderstruck me on this one. But this is I think Cody Stamann's really good. He's been boxing a lot lately. He hasn't landed a takedown in 3 fights, which kind of scares me. I want to, and yeah, he boxed up Brian Kelleher. That's cool, but I want to see him get back to what he's good at. Last time he went for a takedown, he got his fucking neck taken, right? Saeed was like, "Eat," right? So maybe he's trying to stay away from that. But banging with De Andrade is not a good look. You know, I know you got to mix everything up. I think De Andrade is a muscled up dude for this weight. He's good to slow down. I think Stamann, you know, is athletic, is quick. I don't love him on the feet all that much. His boxing's okay. His movement's good, but I want to see him mix everything up. I want to see him slow this guy down because De Andrade can crack. Give me Stamann, slime ball candidate. I didn't love this earlier in the week. I actually wrote down here, avoid. I was going to avoid this. And then the more I thought about it, and the more I said, you know what? This is a low number at minus 130 of a guy who I think is pretty good. A guy who, camera fucking out, come on. There it is. A guy who I think is pretty good, and a guy who's been in there with some really good guys. And Douglas Silva, Andrade, 20 last names. That's a mouthful, right? Pick one, bud. Come on, bud. Give me Cody Stamann. I like it. Let's see what the chat says. Just a simple parlay piece. You know what Ulbrich you'll get, but Poteri might be bottom 10 on the roster. He's fucking number 2 on the bottom 10 there, if you know what I mean, piece of shit. Let's go. We're here for you, Mr. Pete Trey. Thank you, Pablo BTV. That same game knocks off Juice, though, over half a round instead of 400. Sheesh, that is just steep. A lot of people are really steaming Ulberg here. I think a lot of people probably feel the same sentiments I do. It's like, you don't do that to Shogun. You celebrate knocking out anybody else, but not fucking Shogun in his final fight. You know, and he said it was respect. He, like, didn't fire. Like, you know, fuck you. You can't dance anyway. Rooting for my local boy, Stamen, but no action with this fight. Victor, I like Stamen. There's going to be action for me. Look at the LC in the studio setup. Yeah, man, I'm trying hard here. Nice camera. I got my things in the back that I'm trying to add to. That's the best. Whoop, that's the best UFC poster ever made. UFC 183. Johnny Hendricks, and it was like the DC comic guys did it. That one is the best event I've ever been to in Atlanta. Super dope. Both little muscle balls. True. Slime forever. Stamen stinks. Wow, Skynet. Stamen stinks. I don't think he stinks, bro. Stamen, same was one over 2.5. Trindade, dude. Trindade is a sharp dude. Go give that guy a follow. That guy's sharp. Same one's easy to look at 300 at the end. Thank you, Mike Sloan, with the confidence. Douglas is getting a little old. He's getting a little long last names. Yeah, Douglas Silva de Andrade, Silva de Andrade. That's legit his real name. Yeah, he's got fucking 100 of them. Stamen can't take down DDS. Those TRX arms can't box. We'll see, Skynet. We'll ski. Hopefully, my guy wins. All right, next up, Carl Williams, minus 410. I know this line has climbed. Versus Chase Sherman, plus 330. I had Carl Williams in my mortal lock when this fight was supposed to happen weeks ago. Chase Sherman pulled out with a stomach bug, I think. Is that what they said? Something. And they rebooked it. I think Chase Sherman was like, I don't want to fight this guy. This guy is, you know, because I was a little slow on Carl Williams too, but his debut, the guy's athletic, he's explosive. You know, you're just giving him more time to train because he kind of took the fight on short notice. And Chase Sherman's is tougher than a $2 steak, right? Mississippi mean. But no ground game, no takedown defense, jiu-jitsu very lacking unless he's on top. He kind of maybe can do a head and arm, but nothing crazy. Boxing is obviously where he wants to be. I think after he loses this fight, he's going to go cash a couple checks in bare knuckle boxing, fight Ben Rothwell and all that shit, because I think this is UFC's done. Plus 330. This is middling heavyweights, so I'm not like running to the window. You know what? I am running to the window. Don't slide, hell. Fuck you. Fuck you. I was mortal locked on him a couple weeks ago. I'm not changing my mind. I'm not changing my read. Give me Carl Williams, slimeball candidate again. I think he just thrashes Chase unless he completely gasses, because Chase is tough. Chase will be there in third round if you can't finish him. He's not a cardio machine. He's just tough. Give me Carl Williams. Give me Carl Williams. Give me the big boys here. Got my eye on a lot of these dogs. Steven Glansberg likes the dogs, baby.
Hello? Okay, this is dog.
All right, so current lines, Carl Williams, minus 410. Chase Sherman's, okay. Over and a half, plus two and a half over, minus 115, under one. Okay, so the under is steamed a little bit. I don't know if it's going to be. I kind of like the over in that because Chase Sherman is tough. And Carl Williams isn't, 2.5 though. Carl Williams maybe dump him on his fucking head by then. I don't know. Sherman's Ben Rother coming. Yeah, 100%. That's going to happen. Who do you have in the Ninja versus Shizrat? The Rizat Rough Rowdy. I tell you what, I don't know Ninja very well. I've never bought Rough and Rowdy, but I do know Shizat the Rizat. And I'm gonna go with Shizat the Rizat. You know, I love Barstool. That's a Barstool thing for people who don't know. And my goal when I first started this podcast was to get hired by Barstool because I feel like their MMA content is very lacking. You know, Robbie Barstool, you know, he does his thing, but he's also, you know, he's like a Star Wars guy and, you know, a Marvel guy and a wrestling guy. It just, you know, you need a pure MMA guy with that company. And my first order of business, if I ever got hired by Barstool, would be fighting Rough and Rowdy, you know, 4 times in one night. That's, I swear to God, that's one of my goals. All right, next up. We got Matt Brown, the Immortal, plus 155 versus Court McGee, minus 180. We picked this on the Anakin Florian, which just got released this week. I picked Court McGee. I'm rocking with Court McGee. Both these guys got majestic chest hair. Both these guys are legends. But Matt Brown looked very tired against Brian Barberina. Resulted to grappling in that fight. Yank it out, grapple Court McGee. You've retired. You've came back. You went to Colorado. Now you're back in Columbus. Things are bouncing around. I know you run your own gym and everything like that, but you're 42. You got a chance standing up because Court McGee did just get cracked and got knocked out by Jeremiah Wells his last time out. My video is buffering. Hopefully I come back. There it is. And let's go Court McGee. By decision, I kind of like. Over 2.5 is gorgeous. Trindade just killing it right now. Current lines, Matt Brown +185. Court McGee -215. Over 2.5, -155. Under +125. The under, the under should be way higher. Matt Brown can end this in the first round, sure. I don't see him doing that. I think the over at -155 is stealing. I think that could be a green hammer play. You know what I mean? I only give one out, but that could be another fucking green hammer play, I tell you. Yeah, but give me Court McGee by decision. I think he's just going to out-chest tear him. Just fucking out-chest tear him on that one. I went to Columbus Car, the Brown Bar Reunion. I was there too, Victor. I wish, you know, we wish we would have met up. It wasn't worth it. I felt bad that people booed Barbarina. I get it. Matt Brown's from Columbus and everything. I was at, you know, the two times they came to Cincinnati. One was headlined by Rich Franklin, Anderson Silva. Let's not talk about it. Let's not talk about what happened. And then the other one was Matt Brown, Eric Silva. And that fight was absolutely bonkers. My fucking stream keeps going out. Is it my internet? Is that what it is? I got some gigs on this fucking thing. You know what I mean? I got, you know, I just... just looked at it. I got a lot. Anyway, Victor DeJesus. Is this a Brown by KO or court decision play? 200 for double chance, I think. I think Brown, the only way he wins is by KO, and I think court wins the decision. Court tends to like fight dumb, like when he fought Carlos Condit. The path to victory is there, right? Take Carlos down. He goes, no takedown offense. And he decided to stand with him. I don't think he'll take that approach since he got knocked out by Jeremiah Wells last time. So I like court here. I like him by decision. That's a fun play. Double chance -200. Listen, you're covering your bases for 2-1. Not, you know, that's not bad. You know, if, especially if you got a fucking fat bankroll. Court's going to stand and bang Mark Morris. He gets clinched elbow KO. Christian, don't bring those bad vibes here, bro. We're all in agreement. Court McGee by decision. You contrarian fuck. All right, next up. Tim Means +180 versus Alex Morono -215 again. I think the rest of these fights we picked on the Yank and Florian, so excuse me if you already watched that. I'm repeating myself. I like Alex Morono here. I like him big here. Tim Means is slipping a little bit. He's getting a little older. Chin not what it used to be. Alex Morono's a guy I've doubted his whole career. You know, he could be on a five-fight winning streak. He was beating Ponzi live in Vegas in front of my eyes. I had Ponzi in a nice little bet, ready to rip up the ticket and, you know, and Ponzi knocked him out in that third round. Morono's biggest weakness is his chin. He's a coach. He's got a great mind for MMA. If he didn't look like the way he looked, you know, he looks like the guy from Barry. And if he was, I didn't really hear him talk. I think he's very, you know, I don't know if his personality is all that good. He'd be on the desk, is what I'm saying. He's a very smart MMA mind. He knows what he's talking about. And I like that. I like a fighter that's very analytical. And Tim Means seems like a guy that's just like, you know what? Pack the beer and cigarettes. We're going training. You know what I mean? He just seems like an old school New Mexico Albuquerque dude. Never trained at Jackson's. Had his own little gym. You know what I mean? Just did his own thing. The Dirty Bird. Dirty Bird's nasty in the clinch, though. Gets the clinch. We got a problem for sure. But I like Alex Morono here to probably decision him. He could knock him out. Morono surprisingly got a little pop. He dropped Ponce in the NBA. Hurt Max Griffin really bad. You know, hurt Cowboy. I know Cowboy's in his career. You know, he stood up with Pettis in a very competitive fight. Morono's got a little pop, and he's faster because he's a little undersized for 170. Tim Means used to fight at 170 or 155, so I don't know if the speed's going to be too big. But, yeah, you got to watch out for clinch, but give me Morono. Not a parlay piece. I think this is just single wager because, you know, how do you out-chest hair somebody? Let me tell you something, buddy. You don't want to know, okay? I don't have much chest hair, but you don't want to know. You don't want to. Hey, UPS family and Billy, love the show. Let's go, baby. What can Brown do for you? I had a horrible day today, by the way. Fuck UPS. Dirty Bird. Stephen Lambert like Dirty Bird. Murder's Good Box Means in Oblivion. I like it, Parker 02. Current lines from Trindade here. Tim Means +185. Morono -215. Over 2.5. -145. Under +115. I like those. Vegas is getting sharp with the under and overs. Cardi in the chat. Morono versus Means is a mismatch. Alex will make this look easy. Nice confidence, Anthony Horn. This is a mortal lock candidate. Who's the mortal lock? Christian, give us your pick. Stop looking at his soft city body and look at his fist. Okay, so it looks like you're going Morono. I like Morono here as well. The next fight was Mackenzie Dern, Angela Hill, got moved to next week for the main event because next week's a little weak. Next up, we got Daniel Rodriguez +200 versus Ian Garry -240. This is a rat line, right? Vegas is trying to trick us, right? They're trying to say, come on, two-way action. Daniel Rodriguez, the dude with the neck tattoos from California, shouts out Kobe, stands and bangs, right? The dude, you know him? Yeah, yeah. He's fighting that Irish guy who wants to be Conor McGregor, who got dropped his last fight. We're going to put plus 200 on Daniel Rodriguez. Come give us your underdog money, baby. That's free money, right? 200. Nah, rat line, right? Let's see what the current line is. Daniel Rodriguez, plus 250. Ian Gary, minus 300. Over 2.5, minus 155. Under, plus 125. Woo! Rodriguez is as tough as they come, but I mean, Ian Gary, I know a lot of people don't like him because he's arrogant. He hasn't proven himself yet. They think he's a Conor McGregor knockoff. I think this guy's really good. I think he's good on the feet. I think he wants to be tested. He wants to fight the guys. He has them lined up on his list of who he wants to fight. This is a big step up, in my opinion, for him. I think he's going to be faster, longer. He can outbox Daniel Rodriguez for 3 rounds. I want to see Daniel Rodriguez grapple a little bit. So I'd like to see what Ian Gary does against like a wrestler, even though D-Rod's not a wrestler. Does have some decent grappling, got a nice little choke on him. Probably not going to happen. He's probably going to stand up with him. D-Rod's got some really good straight punches, good left hand, switch stances really well. But Ian Gary's movement and that long range frame with his kicks and punches and the confidence that he's training with those guys at Florida. He bounces around all over the world and trains with some of the best guys in the world. That's a rat line. Vegas is trying to get you on the D-Rod train. I'm going Ian Gary. This easily could be a mortal lock. This easily could be in a slime ball parlay. I know Christian's going to disagree because he does not like Ian Gary. But I like Ian Gary here. I think he's going to style on him. I don't think he definitely can knock him out. I don't know if he will because D-Rod is tough, right? He's durable. I like Ian Gary in the spot here. Let's go to chat. Morano lock. Matthew Guida thinks Morano's a lock. Gary almost got slept last fight. D-Rod's with Mike. He did. He got fucking cracked. But me and Skynet are not seeing eye to eye. I'm taking the cheese. Guida, don't be a rat. Don't be Bruno. If you have kids, you know what I mean? He's got rats on his back. Don't be Bruno. I think D-Rod can box him up. This is gonna be the best fight of the night. I think I'll be rooting for D, but Gary wins the decision. I think he wins the decision too. It's Ian Machado. Gary has some respect there. That's right. He took his wife's name. D-Rod for the 100. So I'm a lot of people don't think it's a rat line. They're taking Daniel Rodriguez. I like it. I've been a big Ian Gary supporter since he came over in the UFC. Minimum experience. Came over. He's undefeated. There is going to be, in the near future, he's going to get cracked. He's going to lose, right? I just don't think it's D-Rod. I just don't think it's him. Sorry. All right, next up, co-main event, Anthony Smith. Plus 100 versus Johnny Walker, minus 120. This fucking fight broke my brain. Did you guys see Anthony Smith weigh in as the backup for the light heavyweight fight, whenever it was? Missed weight and just absolutely looked in horrible shape. Did you guys see that? That's burned in my brain. So when Kenny and I were picking, Kenny went Walker. So I went Smith as the underdog play here. Let's see if he's still the underdog. Nope, it looks like the lines move. Dead pick him. Anthony Smith, 110. Johnny Walker, 110. 1.5 is where the line is set. The over 1.5 is plus 110, and then the under is minus 140. I think the under is the play. I think Anthony Smith, the more I reason, think about it. Listen, both these guys can explode on each other. This is what's going to happen. I think under is good. I think the fight won't go to the decision is a great bet as well. That's probably steamed to the fucking heavens. But my breakdown of Anthony Smith is he's doing the desk, right? He's very good at it. He's very well spoken. He's smart. Doing the desk, doing the podcast with Bisping, which is very successful. Kind of taking his foot out of MMA just a little bit, right? He's got 50-something fights, right? He's earned it. And then now he's going against Johnny Walker, where he looked like shit a couple months ago, weighing in, missed weight. Now he's coming to Johnny Walker, and he's doing some great sound bites. He sounds motivated, but so does Dom Cruz. So does Michael Chiesa. So did Paul Felder did back in the day. So did DC back in the day when he was doing the cross thing. When he got one foot out with 50-plus fights, he's been doing this a long time. You know, I don't know where the motivation at. Johnny Walker, he's coming off 2 wins, but it was goofy wins, right? Like, Paul Craig's one-dimensional. Paul Craig fought a really weird fight, got slept, and then Kutalaba's a wild man. You don't know what Kutalaba you're going to get. Choked him out. Who had Johnny Walker by submission, by the way? Like, what? Show me that ticket. That's impressive. So I went back and forth. Kenny picked Walker, which I think is a good bet. I'm going to go Smith. He is my dog lock.
Hello? Okay, this is dog.
He's currently not a dog. He's a pick'em. So that's kind of a little bit of a rat move by me, if you ask me. I don't have a lot of dogs in this card. Jessica Rose Clark is technically a dog. Yeah, I just don't have a ton of dogs on here, man. So, yeah, we're not dog hunting that much. I'm going all fucking chalk. That's kind of embarrassing now that I just looked at my card. All chalk. I was just picking winners. I thought I'd squeak by with a little puppy dog in Smith. Now he's a pick'em. Maybe might even close as a favorite. I like Smith because I think if he touches Walker, he's done him. We all seen the video. It's going on Twitter. Go to Twitter. You type in Johnny Walker. It's the first. He got knocked out 5 times in one fight. Literally dead asleep, wakes up. Dead asleep, wakes up. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. The chin's not there. The chin is not there. And Anthony Smith can't touch him, but Anthony Smith gets touched to the body, gets hurt. He gets hurt to the head. He flops to the ground. If he gets hurt to the body or he gets clipped in this fight, because Johnny Walker is a big, powerful dude, is he willing to get back up like he used to? Because now he's like, shit, I got to work the desk next week. I don't want my face fucked up. You know what I mean? That's just a thought going in my head. So I'm very on the fence. I'm being an undecisive little bitch about it. But the official pick is Anthony Smith. Let's see what the chat says here. Parker 02, Johnny Walker is way too explosive. Smith will probably crumble. He's focused. Yep, too focused on life after MMA. 100% Parker 02, are you me? Because we are on the same page today. Steven Glansberg likes Walker by lock. Man, Glansberg. Smith is a better fighter, but Walker's at wild style and hits like a mule. I think Walker can hurt and Smith early and jump all over it. Matthew Guido, this guy coming in. Smith has 1 foot in, 1 foot out, which is never a good place to be. I'm glad we're all on the same page. Smith beats Walker, even if he has both feet out. Let's be real. Mike Sloman, double down, baby. No shame in beating a line movement, bruh. There you go. I didn't place the bet, though. I didn't place that. I just wrote it down. So I wish I could beat the line. This is a fight I'm on the fence about, but, you know, it is what it is. Anthony Smith's defense isn't the best, so it's going to be super set in round one. Who Anthony Smith burglar beat Walker, though? Anthony Smith's burglar, if he was on the same PCP that he was on when he broke in Anthony Smith's house, he might be world champion. I mean, the guy's tiny little dude. I saw the video. He's a tiny little dude, and Anthony Smith kneed him in his face 1,500 times. The guy laughed at him. All right, main event. Jerry Zaragoza struck plus 430 versus Jalton Almeida minus 560. Boys, this is my mortal lock.
Warlock demon, I hate to fucking do it. This whole card,
I've been a basic bitch. No dogs, all chalk. I'm on 3-week winning streak. I'm trying to, you know, protect the lead. All these dogs are going to win. But Jalton Almeida is a special guy to me. Jerry Rizin Rosenstruck is not explosive, in my opinion. Here we go. Current lines by Trinidadi. Biggie Boy, plus 400. Jalton Almeida, minus 500. Came down just a little bit. 1.5 over, plus 165. Under, minus 205. I think it's an under. I think it's Jalton Almeida could be my send him home. Could be my award. He couldn't be my dog lock, but I think this guy gets it down in round one. I think it's a submission round one. He likes to look for submissions. My biggest complaint is when he gets guys down, instead of raining down huge blows, he looks for submission. He goes jiu-jitsu. He looks for the jiu-jitsu first, right? Rosenstruck, for being a K1 high-level kickboxer, doesn't throw anything, right? He'll go 5 rounds throwing 14 punches, but if he lands one, it's over. Jalton rushed in last time against Shamil, got cracked, took it well, got him down, fight over. The big knock on Jalton, obviously he's a little young in the game as well. He does have some losses, you know, prior, but, you know, he's a 205er. He's not a heavyweight. I like him at heavyweight. I'm not a big draining guy. It's like Johnny Walker should be a heavyweight. I think the reason he has no chin is he drains himself to 205. And I think he probably wouldn't have a chin at heavyweight. But Jalton Almeida, fill up a little more. Be like 230, 229. Be like a really strong, super athletic heavyweight. I think that's what it is. And Rosenstruck has no ground game, no submission defense, no takedown defense. Right? I'm sure he's working on all this. He's a big guy. He's strong. He might stuff one, but is he going to stuff the second one? If he train wrestles, is he going to stuff the other one? So I like Jalton Almeida by submission because that's what he does. He hunts for submissions, and then when he can't get it and gets frustrated because his jiu-jitsu is not working properly, he uses his strikes. I hope he's working on, because he's fighting quite often, I hope he's working on strikes will lead to submissions. This guy's a stud on top. No doubt in my mind he gets it down. There is a freak world where Rosenstruck could clip him coming in, knock him out. Dude has that power. But I think Jalton's too good, too athletic, too strong. lock of the century, in my opinion. Minus 500 is very, very high. That's why you put him in a parlay. He's a slime ball candidate. Before I give out my under 5.5 as a sharp play, you're right, Anthony Horn. It is. John Friend just got here showing my support. Keep it great. Thank you, John Friend. The Friend brothers are great dudes. This one will be over super quick. 100% Steven Landsberg. Trindaddy with the Lions. I love you. Yeah, Trindaddy's the man. Give this guy a follow on Twitter. He's a great Twitter follow. I don't know if he has an Instagram. I'm more of a Twitter boy. I've made a one takedown under 24 minutes. Same game parlay. Aaron MMA picks is a sharp dude, too. -2. I love that. I love that play right there. Almeida, plus one takedown in under 24.5 minutes. Same game parlay. -225. Woo! I love that. Here we go. Billy Badass. I'm here, baby. I'm here, Billy. Big boy usually can't handle the big fights against premium competition. Almeida uses aggression, grappling, and score a vicious TKO. So Parker and I are on the same page to the fact that he's going to get TKO'd, not submitted. I think I'm going to pick one. I think, yeah, amount of first round sub is only plus 200. That's crazy. That's crazy, Rubaker. That should be, you're picking the round and the method, and it's only 2-1. God, I'm going to have to get creative this card because that's high. Jalton rounds 1, 2, 3, minus 290 is literally free money. Put the house on it. Put the kids' college fund on it. Put your Bitcoin on it. Fuck it out of Granny's retirement on it. Lock. Mike Sloman locking it up. Yeah, that is kind of free money right there. If you got a fat bankroll. Marina Heidi. He will do the same front kick, take down everyone that's coming. So body slam will get it done. Yeah. If only. Jalton's next heavyweight champ, Tom Aspinall. Yeah. I think Jalton, Tom Aspinall is a fight that's going to have to happen. Unless Jalton really gets like cocky and goes, I'm going down 205. I like him at heavy. Stay at heavy. There's no one at heavy. I parlay that Williams over 2.5 for plus 105. Love plus money. Oh, I like the Aaron. To Aaron him his pick. It's sharp. Let's hit the Slimer. All right, here we go. Slime ball parlay. Again, I had on the other program, I had a cool little graphic. I don't have that. We're going bare bones here. I'll read it out of my book so I know. Not the juiciest one, if I'm being honest with you. Let's recap. Mortal lock. Jalton Almeida. Dog lock. Not really a dog lock. Anthony Smith. And then send him home as Carlos Holberg. Green hammer, which I'm very confident in. Struck me. Thunderstruck confident. Green battle. Over 2.5 minus 175. Whew. I'm talking 3-4 units. Me personally on that one. That's dope. And then here we go. Slime ball parlay. We're coming out at plus 152. We're going 3 in a row. I think they changed the bout order. Carlos Holberg. Carl Williams. Heavyweight in the slime. Usually doesn't end up well. But he's going against Chase Sherman, so I think we're okay. And then Cody Stamann. I don't know if the chat will like that. A lot of people didn't like my Stamann pick, but it is Cody Stamann, Carl Williams, Carlos Olberg. I said that all wrong. Plus 152. So not juicy. I tried to get it up to. I was gonna put Almeida in that, but then it was like very low. So I switched out Almeida and put Stamann in there, trying to get it to at least two. Plus 152. Slimeball parlay hashtag so we can all put them out there. Christian, you know what, man? You're hired. Chase Sherman, first time. Let me tell you something about Patrick Friend, right? Him and his brother, John, great guys. We DM on Instagram. Pretty much the only people I talk to on Instagram. And Tatum Temple. She's great as well. This guy, every time Chase Sherman fights, he messes me, Chase Sherman, first on TKO. I don't know if it's a bit. If it's a bit, it's very funny. If he's serious, get your brain checked. Get your brain checked, John Friend. Patrick Friend, excuse me. All right, that's it. That's the show, boys. This was fun. I got to do this more. The chat was popping. Trindaddy's the man. Aaron MMA, Aaron's MMA picks giving out steamers. We got Eric Campos saying Biggie Boy round one plus 400 or plus 800, excuse me. The screen's fucking up on me. Slime ball parlay currently at plus 154. So we're up 0.2 points. Listen, sorry about the tech difficulties. I don't know what it is. I got a $2,500 Mac computer over here. I got a $1,500, almost $2,000 monitor. I got some nice shit, and I don't know why. And my internet's fast. Don't know why we're fucking up, huh? Got to get that fixed. Thank you for rocking with me. You guys are the best. Follow me on social media, Brian Petrie MMA on both Instagram, Twitter. More of a Twitter boy, but, you know, IG's cool. See me on the Anakin Florian podcast. Go subscribe to the DraftKings channel. And let's win some money this weekend. Money, money, money. All right, boys. I'll see ya.
the man Brian hates you. Good. Motherfuckers. Perfect week for Brian Petrie yet again. Motherfuckers. Good. Next with the man Brian Petrie.